David Reamer with the Milwaukee Group Community Advocates told a legislative panel considering the plan that these transitional jobs would be targeted at a specific group of people. They'd have to have been out of work for at least 4 weeks. They'd have to have incomes of less than 150% of the federal poverty level, or about $16,000 a year for a single person. And Reamer says they couldn't qualify for other government assistance, like W-2 or unemployment insurance.
An awful lot of the people that we're talking about don't have someone else they can turn to. And they don't want welfare. They don't want it to be dependent. What they want is work. That's why they're actively looking for work.
The state is already working on a 6-county transitional jobs demonstration project for up to 2,500 people. The plan Reamer supports would remove that cap and expand the program statewide. It would also let Wisconsin tap into federal stimulus funds to pay for the jobs. Employers who participate would be reimbursed for the wages they pay workers for up to 6 months. Reamer says these would be minimum wage jobs.
And there's some people who don't like that idea, but to me, we don't want to have jobs funded with tax dollars that would be more attractive than jobs in the regular economy. These ought to be jobs that are jobs of last resort, a cushion, but no one should want to stay in these jobs compared to any job in the private sector.
The plan would not use any state tax dollars, and it would only be temporary. The bill passed an assembly committee on an 11-1 vote last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.